T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Pete Futek with College Football News joins us as all our guests do on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Pete, let me start with this. Is there, after last night's lackluster bowl game, shall we say, including Miami being shut out, is there an easy answer why Miami has just completely fallen off a cliff when it comes to, you know, even being relevant almost?
Well, it's a little bit of an aberration. I mean, they've lost 9 of their last 10 bowl games. So there is obviously something missing there when it comes to just getting the talent level back to where it's supposed to be. And that's kind of been a problem. They've, you know, overreached a little bit. They had one great season under Mark Richt where they beat a bunch of bad teams on their way to getting to the Orange Bowl and losing to Wisconsin 2 straight. But last night was just bizarre. I mean, you don't get shut out. The first team to ever get shut out in the Independence Bowl, and you get shut out by a Group of 5 program. There's obviously bigger issues there. And that offense just did not click last night. They just did not have the playmakers. They did not have the offensive line. And that really is where it all starts. I mean, if you look at, you know, why is Florida State falling off the map? You know, why did, you know, Miami have so many problems this year? It's just offensive line, offensive line, offensive line. And if you just can't get those guys up front to block, nothing else works. And it kind of gets blown off, but look at the teams in the college football playoff. You know, Ohio State's O-line played better than just about anybody's this year. Ed Orgeron knows how to coach lines better than just about anyone else. LSU is a killer. Obviously, Oklahoma is great for what it does. And Clemson's had the most underappreciated offensive line over the last 2 years. So if you don't have that front five, not a whole lot else works.
Pete, we're watching this Pinstripe Bowl right now. Michigan State, of course, from the Big Ten, you know, having a rough year. Mark D'Antonio's had a rough go of it the last couple. Is there any talk that maybe he would be out after the season at Michigan State?
He's a made man. I don't think so. I think it's more like the whole coaching staff gets canned, but he stays around. They're not that far removed from being okay.
Yeah.
But this is just a bad year where a lot of weird things. I mean, you had the collapse against Illinois. You know, this team's obviously does not have that offensive spark. It's just been their offense. Their defense last year was national championship good. They couldn't get a lick of anything going offensively. So they just need the right offensive scheme. But we've seen D'Antonio bounce back from dud seasons before. And but like you said, this is kind of a two-game stretch. It's just ugly. I don't think he's out. I don't think there's anything like that yet, but he can't have another bad year. But let's see. Let's see if they come back and win this thing. If they pull off a bowl win, you know, these might be exhibitions. They might be, I like to call them friendlies. But,
yeah.
Hey, if you win one of these things, all of a sudden the next 8 months is a whole lot easier than if you lose it.
He's Pete Futek, publisher, College Football News, joining us, Bull and Fox, here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. All right, we're going to get to the Buckeyes and Clemson in just a moment. But before that game tomorrow, Pete, you've got LSU and you've got Oklahoma. And I think most folks are thinking, man, LSU should probably have an easy time here. But one thing, this injury to Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I remember watching LSU-Alabama, and to me, one of the big storylines in that game was Najee Harris and Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and I think more so Helaire because most people hadn't really heard of this guy. Joe Burrow is the offense, but how important is Clyde Edwards-Helaire as far as that offense and LSU keeping things going on offense?
I don't know if it's because of the Chase Young argument that I was having over the Heisman time. I'm now kind of under the belief that as long as you don't lose your starting quarterback, you can kind of lose everybody else. Like, of course, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is great. I mean, he's an NFL-caliber running back, and he certainly turned into Mariano Rivera for this team. He was the closer. I mean, he was able to kind of lock it down late by just pounding away. But again, LSU's offensive line is fantastic, and as we've seen in bowl games over years past, if you get a good guy who, and tell us you, they're going to have running backs there, and you give them the opportunity behind the right line, and you got these fresh legs going, it's fine. And the other key here is it's Oklahoma. You know, it's not, they're not playing Ohio State yet. They're not playing Clemson yet. You know, Oklahoma's defense, I know it's better. But this is a team that needed everything in the bag to get past TCU and Iowa State and Baylor twice. It's an okay team. It's certainly the fourth best team out of these four. The only way Oklahoma really has a shot if Jalen Hurts goes off. Jalen Hurts has to be he has to be the story. He has to be the Deshaun Watson, Vince Young. He has to be just the guy who goes, takes things to an otherworldly level and just and this offense just goes off in a shootout, because there's going to be lots of points scored. LSU is certainly not going to be held to under 40 by this Oklahoma defense unless they just completely go in the tank and Burrow has a horrible game, throws lots of picks, and starts screwing up. So, of course, Edwards-Helaire, if he's not 100%, he's supposed to go. But I think he'll go, give it a little bit of a shot. But this is all on Burrow. Burrow's got to do what he did all season long and then rely on a defense that really started to come on at the end of the year. I know Georgia didn't have much of an offense, but LSU was able to shut it down cold. It absolutely stomped on Texas A&M. I kind of think, well, this will be a little bit of a shootout, the LSU defense will hold serve more than enough to get this done.
Pete Futek, College Football News, is our guest. Pete, shifting gears to the Buckeyes game, you know, I'm nervous about this game because I think it's, it's the first big-time test for Ohio State. Well, frankly, for Clemson too, for that matter. Yeah. So how do you see this one shaking out? And how concerned should we be with the Justin Fields injury? He says he's 85%. Is that good enough?
Well, like, whose knee isn't 85%? Like, is it bad? Like, okay, like, dude, you're a football player. Get out there. Everyone's hurt. Like, yeah. I kind of feel like, all right, if they lose, this is not an excuse. It is, you're not going to be able to say, well, he's not moving as well as he should. You know, you're a pocket passer. You can throw. You're an NFL caliber playmaker. You know, get back there and use the rest of your weapons. You've got NFL caliber guys. I mean, there is no weakness on this Ohio State team. There's nothing else there that even if Justin Fields does not have his A game, they can still win this with the offensive line and the running game. Quick hitters to the receivers. The defense can be fantastic. Everything else is in place. This is about as toss up as this gets. I mean, you could name the scenario and I'd be like, fine. Okay, sure. I'm thinking Clemson wins only because they don't lose these games. I mean, it's just insane under Dabo Sweeney how good this program has been. Outside of two losses to Alabama, the stats are staggering. When against anybody other not named Alabama, it's something crazy. I think they're like 70-1 in their last seven. It's just incredible how good this program has been. And he's kind of right. They've kind of flown under the radar because the ACC stinks and nobody has seen Clemson play in 2 months. But they've got as much NFL talent as anybody else. Then you know what? Sometimes this works. The whole nobody believes in us thing. Yeah, I think it kind of flies. Look, there was nothing. I think I talked about this with you before, where look at the Heisman. You know, you had Justin up there, you had Chase up there, you had Joe Burrow up there, you had Jalen up there. There, you know, Trevor Lawrence is the number one pick in the draft whenever he comes out. He is actually the best player in college football. You weren't any of these Clemson guys at the ESPN Awards shows. You know, Isaiah Simmons won the Butkus, but that was the end of part of it. So if you're Dabo, you've got that, and that's like Ohio State isn't going to be ultra motivated for this, but if you're Dabo, you can kind of press that button and say, dude, you're the defending national champion. This program's won two of the last three, and no one thinks you're going to do anything except Vegas people because Clemson's favored. But, you know, you can press that nobody believes in this thing, and that mantra seems to have worked over the last few years. So I don't know if that's a little extra edge or not, but certainly on the field, it is absolutely as coin flip as it gets when it comes to trying to figure out who's going to win this one.
Pete, Dustin just mentioned a moment ago that neither of these teams have faced anything close to what the other is going to give them. So if you could, for each side, what's the one thing Ohio State it might be kind of taken off guard by early on, and same for Clemson, whatever side of the ball, offense, defense, whatever?
Yeah, you know, I don't think Clemson's faced anything like they're going to face with Ohio State. I do think you can kind of mishmash a little bit when it comes to what Ohio State has faced in terms of their lines are fantastic. Now, they don't. Wisconsin doesn't have the defensive line speed of Clemson, and they don't have the linebackers that Clemson does, but they certainly have the guys in the trenches, and Ohio State did just fine against the Badgers both times. So at least in that way, they've been able to mimic that a little bit. They haven't played a quarterback like Trevor Lawrence all year. They've faced running backs. They got to play Jonathan Taylor. You know, they've gotten to deal with, you know, some pretty talented players. Again, this is where we don't quite know about Clemson because they haven't played a team that's in the college football playoff top 25. So a little bit different animal when it comes to that. But you can, on the flip side, you can kind of say Clemson's had 13 light scrimmages so far. And they've been able to adjust, adapt, and tweak. They had to rebuild that defensive line that carried them through all the, you know, the young parts on offense to the national championship last year. They got to go through the growing pains of Trevor Lawrence, who had not a rough first half of the year, but certainly a little bit of an off first half. He adjusted his game a little bit, changed some things up and the way he was able to read his progression, read his looks, and then he went the second half of the year without throwing an interception. So certainly neither side has faced a quarterback at the level that they're about to face this weekend.
Pete, why did the ref flop last night?
I don't think he flopped because of the punch. I think he bonked his head off the shoulder pad. I think it looked to me like, as I zapruder'd it, it looked like he put his head back into the right, bonked his face into the thing, and tripped and fell. And then you saw him afterwards. Right. The Eastern Michigan kid was trying to hand the guy back his hat, and he wanted nothing. He was mad. That was one mad official, and I think he was just really, really embarrassed.
I didn't think he got touched. I mean, I watched it like multiple times in slow motion. It was like weird. It was like he wanted to, like, sympathy or something. Like, he got punched. I don't know. Maybe he did hit the shoulder pad, but that was weird. I was like, what does he have to gain? Ooh.
Who hasn't ended their college career by punching somebody? Speaking of, you know, weird times that Ohio State has played Clemson in the past, but I digress. I'm sorry. That was a little bit of a hey. Look, you know, the ACC came out of that could have been real. It was bad as is, but we couldn't find it. You know, I mean, I'm friends with Chris Felica of ESPN. We were going kind of back and forth last night saying, has it ever happened where a Power 5 conference has lost a group of five conferences games in a bowl ever in the same day? We couldn't find it. You know, we couldn't find that ever happening before. And it, last night for the ACC was about as ugly as a look as it gets. And then North Carolina comes out and just throttles Rod Carey, who, by everything we've been able to look at, is probably the worst bowl game coach in the history of college football, considering he's now 0-7. And it lost by by an average of 41-15 a game. So the ACC kind of bounced back a little bit today.
Well, Pete, Tom Petty sang about it. The waiting is the hardest part. We're almost there to the college football playoffs beginning tomorrow. Always appreciate your insight. And, again, you want to check out Pete Futek with College Football News. Thanks for the time again, pal.
Oh, this will be fun. Have a good one, guys.
All right, that's Pete Futek.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.